Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation. Jamie Kite and Dan Davis are here for their annual drop by to do a little chat with us about Salvation Army bell ringing, which starts later this week. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So you start Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many years now?
Oh, my goodness.
Long time.
Long time. Half my life, at least.
More than 20, more than 20, Mark.
But, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I could look it up, but
that's all right.
I'm not sure it did.
So starting Friday, you're going to be, how many locations are we doing around the county this year?
So we have three, all in Forest City this year. Mm-hmm. We are doing Hy-Vee, Dollar General, and Bumgars.
And generally, what time frames are we talking about?
Different every day. Friday, we're starting in the afternoons at 1 o'clock. And then Saturdays, we're starting at 9 a.m. into the early evening. And then Sundays after church into the early evening.
And they're all two-hour shifts that we do. So, for instance, Friday will be like 1 to 3, and then 3 to 5, and 5 to 7. So, that's what we're looking for, and what we want volunteers for is to donate 2 hours of their time and help out people who need help.
That's right. So let's speak to that, because I think without question there is more need now than there probably ever has been.
Yes. Unfortunately, in today's economy, we've been pretty busy with people that are needing relief, and more relief equals more money equals more volunteers.
All right. And so where does the money go? I know there's all kinds of places you funnel money to on a yearly basis.
Well, it's a lot of different things. We in Winnebago County, we operate what's called a Salvation Army Extension Service. And so we have an emergency fund here. And it's not a large fund by any means, and we deal with emergencies when we've done everything from dealt with people who have had their house burn and they needed assistance that way. We deal with people that are need a place to get in for the night. Their car broke down or something. We have people that are victims of domestic abuse that need a stop off point before they can get to something more permanent. There's just a variety of them. Individuals that are on a shut off list for utilities. That seems to be a pretty common one, doesn't it, Jamie?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, this year the LIHEAP funds are kind of up in the air. With the shutdown having happened and everything's kind of up in the air, I think it's safe to say.
Everything from unemployment, layoffs, we've dealt with a lot of it. Individuals that are on an eviction notice and, they need a little assistance there. So it's a variety of things, but it's primarily emergencies. People need something right now, and we have that ability to react pretty quickly.
So as people are listening to this and they're thinking, hey, I'd like to help, people can have fun with this. So I will open the floor to you folks and invite people. How can they do this? How can they sign up?
So you can sign up by going to Sign Up Genius and search 2025 Winnebago County Bell Ringers. If you can't make the full 2 hours, get a hold of Dan or I. We still want your help. As far as having fun, we've had amazing groups. You can ring as couples, as church groups, as sports groups, businesses. They do ugly Christmas sweaters. We've had church bell choirs bring their own bells. So you can carol, you can dance, you can sing, you can dress however you want and come and just have a good time.
You can sit and twiddle your thumbs if you want to.
Yeah.
And as far as signing up, we've both posted on our personal websites the Sign Up Genius thing. I know I've seen it on KIOW's website.
Yes.
Yeah, it's available there to click on. Very easy. It's even Jamie puts this together every year, and it seems to get better. It's, this year is the best, I think, that she's done.
I'm getting better over time.
Yeah, she's got all three. Like, for instance, Friday at 1 o'clock, all three locations are right together. So you kind of pick, and it's from a management, from our point of view, it's I think, easier. So it's set up. It's good. I've had people tell me they'll go to Baumgars or Hy-Vee and spend 2 hours there, and they run into people they haven't seen for a year, and they stop and chat. And
it is amazing. When I've been bell ringing, it's funny because I see more people bell ring than I do in months of just being in the community. So it's like, kind of a neat way to catch up with people.
It's like there or AFS Fun Night.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Well, everybody goes to the grocery store at some point, and Baumgars is a close second. So, we find that's the common thread, that people see people they know and they have a good time with it.
So you start Friday and continue till what, Christmas Eve-ish?
So we normally run just on weekends, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. However, the last year I found it, a lot of people have Christmas Eve off and were willing to volunteer, and that's a busy day at the grocery store. So I have added for just Hy-Vee only Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and that's on Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, very good. So people, please sign up and have fun with it. And it's a fantastic cause. Guys, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Jamie Kite and Dan Davis for the Salvation Army Bell Ringing Project. Once again, getting underway here in Forest City. I'm Mark Scar. This has been KIOW Morning Conversation.